Hey, Don, did you know that scientists can create tomatoes that resist frost by inserting a gene from cold water fish into the tomato's DNA?
Yeah, but all that genetically modified foodstuff is kind of iffy. What about the problem of engineered genes in cultivated crops accidentally infecting wild plants and creating super weeds?
Actually, scientists have come up with a way of keeping engineered genes from accidentally altering wild plants.
How?
Plants reproduce by spreading their pollen to other plants, right? So back in the 1980s, genetic modification researchers realized that if they could keep modified genes out of the pollen, then they wouldn't spread into the wild. Now, plant cells have a nucleus like animal cells, but they also have things called chloroplasts, which are involved in photosynthesis. What interested plant geneticists about chloroplasts is that they tend not to appear in pollen cells.
Ah, so you could insert engineered genes into chloroplasts and keep them out of pollen, which means the genes wouldn't spread to other plants.
Right. Except that at that time, tests showed that enough chloroplasts actually did show up in pollen to make it risky. So scientists pretty much abandoned that technique.
Okay, so what's your point?
Now, though, researchers at Rutgers University are testing the procedure again. And they've found that the initial data was wrong. Very, very few chloroplasts are found in pollen cells. So the initial hypothesis was correct. The chloroplast method could help genetically modify plants we eat and leave wild plants alone.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Pal Maliga at Rutgers University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.